Welcome to Tea with Mama, a Bible-based podcast from versesfrommama.com. Do you need encouragement, prayer, a little extra wisdom perhaps? Listen in for some down-home, easy-to-understand biblical encouragement. Grab your mug and enjoy some tea with Mama.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me today. Many of you likely took some time recently to watch the solar eclipse that occurred this past April. Dad, Abigail, and I sat outside in our porch chairs wearing our fancy sunglasses and ooing and aahing over the phenomena as well. The beauty of our world never ceases to amaze me. Part of this might be because I grew up in the suburbs of New York City. While there were many interesting and beautiful sights there, I never fully saw or appreciated the beauty of God's creation until I moved to the country. Here I get to enjoy gorgeous sunrises and sunsets almost every day. And the trees, flocks of colorful birds, and numerous species of wildlife have become part of my everyday life, and I never want to go back. Breathtaking beauty tends to do that to you. You just want to soak it in and let it change your perspective. David, the psalmist, must have experienced the beauty of nature too. After all, he was a shepherd who spent a lot of time out in the fields with his sheep. But there's one type of beauty that he desired most of all. He wrote in Psalm 27:4, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." I couldn't help thinking about this psalm one evening as I sat enjoying the view from my kitchen window. The gorgeous sunset reminded me of the Lord who created all this beauty, and I couldn't help but write about it. I hope you enjoy Breathtaking Beauty. Beauty is breathtaking. Every so often, I stumble upon something that just stuns me. It happened the other night as the sun sank behind the horizon. The sky surrounding our house was transformed with a blend of colors from peach to pink to purple. It seemed that our whole property was enveloped in a coral glow like the insides of a conch shell. Preparation for dinner halted numerous times as we gazed at the awe-inspiring artistry of God's creation. It's in times like these that I'm overwhelmed with the beauty of our God. The master designer of our universe has revealed a glimpse of his exquisiteness in the mirror of his creation, and those who recognize it must take a moment to gaze upon it and worship him. As the writer of Psalm 27 voices his confidence in God during times of difficulty, he also expresses his desire to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord by seeking him in his temple. His deepest longing is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. He has seen God's goodness and he longs to experience his presence continually. Does the psalmist really want to pack up his bags and move into the temple made of gold and silver? I don't think he does any more than we would desire to make our bed in the local church building. I believe he understands that there's no man-made structure that could contain God's power and beauty. The Most High does not live in houses made by men. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool." God's presence extends everywhere simultaneously, and even the whole world cannot contain him. David the psalmist has seen God's goodness throughout his life and longs to dwell in the presence of the Almighty One forever. He understands that residing in the shadow of the Almighty provides a hiding place in times of trouble and a place of deliverance in times of need. As I gaze at an exquisite sunset, a sparkling mountain stream, or an alluring summer sky, I recognize the Creator's hand and I worship him. What a comfort to know the shelter and safety we can experience in the constant presence of our great God. He will keep us safe in his dwelling and will always hear the voice of those who seek him. What better place to abide all the days of our lives than in God's presence, gazing on his breathtaking beauty? Most people enjoy a gorgeous sunset, beautiful scenery, or something really out of the ordinary in nature like the most recent solar eclipse. We proved this recently when schools closed down and people gathered together to see the incredible sight. But hopefully, the same people realize that there's a creator behind these spectacular views, and that the beauty of nature is only a glimpse of his awesome beauty. Once you grasp this, then you, like David, will want to worship him and live in his presence continually. So the next time you lose your breath over a beautiful sunset scene or experience an incredible feat of nature, think about the Creator who made all these things and remember, He loves you, He hears you, and He will deliver you when you are in need. What better place to live than in His presence, gazing on His breathtaking beauty? Thanks for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode of Tea with Mama, send me a message at sandy@versesfrommama.com or contact me on my website. I'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for having Tea with Mama. Want to access more biblical wisdom? Visit versesfrommama.com, a Bible-based blog with loads of scriptural encouragement. I'm privileged to be one of the original 5 recipients of Mama's wisdom, and I'm encouraged to see the impact that she's having on others as well. If you've been blessed today, reach out and let her know. Leave a message or buy Mama a cup of tea using the provided link so she can continue to encourage others like you. Thanks again for having Tea with Mama, and join us next time for a refill.